Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. Four officers charged over police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. InfoWars host ordered to pay $4 million compensation over Sandy Hook claims. And monkeypox declared an official health emergency in US. It's Friday, August 5. I'm Cinta Templeton. The federal government has filed civil rights charges against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose fatal shooting helped fuel the racial justice protests that rocked the nation in 2020. The charges, most of which stem from the faulty drug warrant used to search Taylor's home, are an effort to hold law enforcement accountable for the killing of the 26-year-old medical worker. One of the officers was acquitted of state charges earlier this year. Breonna Taylor should be alive today, Attorney General Merrick Garland said in announcing the charges, which include unlawful conspiracy, use of force, and obstruction of justice. The charges named former officers Joshua James and Brett Hankison, along with current officers Kelly Goodlett and Sergeant Kyle Meaney. Louisville police said they are seeking to fire Goodlett and Meaney. Hankison is the only officer charged who was on the scene the night of the killing. Taylor was shot to death by officers who knocked down her door while executing a search warrant. Taylor's boyfriend fired a shot that hit one of the officers as they came through the door, and they returned fire, striking Taylor multiple times. Hankison, James and Meaney had initial appearances in federal court on Thursday and face a maximum sentence of life in prison for the civil rights charges. Goodlett has pleaded guilty to a charge of conspiracy and faces up to 5 years in prison. Taylor's mother, Tamika Palmer, said she has waited nearly 2.5 years for police to be held accountable. Today's overdue, but it still hurts, she said. The Justice Department is also conducting a non-criminal investigation of the Louisville Police Department, announced last year, that's probing whether the department has a pattern of using excessive force and conducting unreasonable search and seizures. In the protests of 2020, Breonna Taylor's name was often shouted along with George Floyd, who was killed less than 3 months later by a Minneapolis police officer in a videotaped encounter that shocked the world. A Texas jury has ordered conspiracy theorist Alex Jones to pay more than $4 million in compensation damages to the parents of a 6-year-old boy killed in the Sandy Hook massacre. It marks the first time the InfoWars host has been held financially liable for repeatedly claiming the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history was a hoax. The amount is significantly less than the $150 million which was being sought by Neil Heslin and Scarlett Lewis, whose son Jesse Lewis was among the 20 children and 6 educators who were killed in the 2012 attack in Newton, Connecticut. The 12-person jury will next consider the parents' request for punitive damages from Jones, and it likely won't be the last judgment against him over his claims the attack was staged in the interests of increasing gun controls. A Connecticut judge has ruled against him in a similar lawsuit brought by other victims' families and an FBI agent who worked on the case. He also faces another trial in Austin. The total amount awarded in this case could set a marker for the other lawsuits against Jones and underlines the financial threat he's now facing. It also raises new questions about the ability of InfoWars, which has been banned from YouTube, Spotify, and Twitter for hate speech, to continue operating, although the company's finances remain unclear. The media company Free Speech Systems, which is InfoWars' parent company, filed for bankruptcy during the two-week trial. The United States has declared monkeypox a public health emergency, the health secretary said on Thursday, a move expected to free up additional funding and tools to fight the disease. The U.S. tally of cases topped 6,600 earlier this week. We're prepared to take our response to the next level in addressing this virus, and we urge every American to take monkeypox seriously, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said at a briefing. The US government has come under pressure for its handling of the outbreak so far. The disease began spreading in Europe before moving to the United States, which now has the most cases in the world. Vaccines and treatments have been in short supply, and the disease often left for historically underfunded sexual health clinics to manage. The World Health Organization declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern at its highest alert level. The declaration last month sought to trigger a coordinated international response and unlock funding to collaborate on vaccines and treatments. Governments are deploying vaccines and treatments that were first approved for smallpox, but also work for monkeypox. The government aims to vaccinate more than 1.6 million high-risk individuals. US President Joe Biden this month appointed two federal officials to coordinate his administration's response to monkeypox, following declarations of emergencies by California, Illinois, and New York.
You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news daily.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words, a podcast that presents the unvarnished, unsanitized truth of what we have asked of those who defend this nation. As a country, we need these stories more than ever. Stories from Americans who have borne the battle, including 30-year-old remastered interviews with veterans from World War I recounting their time in the trenches of Europe, and with veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and from our most recent conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, and other battlefields Americans may never have heard of. Hear their stories by listening to Warriors in Their Own Words wherever you find podcasts.